Earlier this week, Mayor Emily Larson and the Minnesota Housing Finance Agency Commissioner held a news conference to talk about Duluth's housing needs and priorities going into the future. It's a follow-up to the Duluth Housing Summit in 2014 that attracted over 200 participants. On the line with us this morning is Keith Hamry. He's the Director of Planning and Construction Services for the City of Duluth. Hey, Keith, good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
Really well. Now, let's just take a step back in case folks are new to the area. They may have noticed that there seems to be a lack of the little, for lack of a better word, housing developments, what we used to call housing developments back in the old days. You know, little communities or little neighborhoods of affordable single-family homes. Building is expensive because of the rock that you have to get out of the way or get through in order to build. And the housing stock as a result in Duluth is old. Keith, is it even workable, doable for contractors to build those little small neighborhoods or those little neighborhoods of small starter homes anymore? Or is it just, it's just doesn't make financial sense?
Well, you know, the financial issues are real. The cost of bedrock, as you mentioned, impacts the cost of roads and water and sewer lines, which drive up the costs of development. We were looking at a development out in Lakeside on 40th Avenue East and J Street and looking at doing 9 single-family lots, and the installation of street utilities on 2 sides of that was $770,000. And you divide that into 9 lots, and it was $80,000 a lot just to do the utility work, not even pay for the land. So that is, it's very expensive to build those kind of small neighborhoods anymore. We do still have areas of the city to do that, but you have to extend that water and sewer and streets, and that makes it cost prohibitive.
And so if the bedrock wasn't an issue, the costs would drop down significantly.
They would drop down, but they're still expensive. It's just the cost of that infrastructure, as we're seeing, you know, as we see across our community with trying to do street improvements, it's costly. Trying to fix water and sewer lines that are, you know, 100 years old or 80 years old, it's costly. It's just the costs have gone up. And so I think what we're focused on is rehabilitation of that housing stock and trying to do something that I call modernization rehabilitation, which is to try to create as much as possible. What we heard in 2014, people want to have somewhat of that open floor plan, 2 to 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. And with our older housing stock, which is usually about 1,100 square feet on 2 floors with a couple of bedrooms and small cut-up living room, dining room, family room possibly, but the bathroom is on the second floor and they only have 1. So how do we modernize that building so that it meets some of the needs of what we heard in 2014?
Now, if you are a fan, as I must confess I am, of the home shows where they come in and they do a remodel, and obviously even I can understand that what you see on television is not always financially reasonable, and it doesn't happen in 50 minutes and that sort of thing. But you do see them come into these older homes, and they can do a remodel. Now, how does that stack up financially against, well, you know, building new?
Right. You know, building new right now, new construction home prices are ranging from $300,000 up to $375,000 or more, depending upon location and those other costs. So that's our replacement cost for any of these houses that we demolish or these older homes that people want to try to refurbish. So anything you spend less than that total cost of $300,000, you're ahead. So our median house sales price in the city of Duluth in 2015 was $152,000. And if you're able to do, you know, Property Brothers on HGTV is kind of a popular TV show where they come in and do that overhaul, or the flipping show that's on HGTV, home flipping.
And Fixer Uppers.
And Fixer Uppers.
That's my favorite. That's my personal favorite. But okay.
So they come in and they probably spend anywhere from $60,000 to $100,000. So if you can get a purchase price below the $152,000 and you spend that $60,000 to $100,000, now you're in some economics that people probably can afford.
Now, how does this work, though, in terms of financing? If you go to the bank and you say, I'm going to buy a shack for $30,000, because that's the one thing, of course, that was always a question for me watching these shows, because the people would come in and they'd say, you know, okay, well, you got the house for $100,000, but your budget is $200,000. And I'm thinking, where did that extra $100,000 come from? They didn't get that from the bank.
Right, and that was the purpose of our meeting on Monday with Commissioner Tingerthal from Minnesota Housing. How do we think outside the box with rehabilitation and try to encourage people to take advantage of other products besides the banks? Banks tend to want to make sure that the house is going to appraise at that value and cover the mortgage plus the home equity loan that you would take out to do that rehabilitation. And our appraisal values, because we're a fairly affordable market, are not as high. So we need to have other partners like Minnesota Housing, and we may need to talk to some of our employers in town and try to create a pool of funds that can supplement what people can get at the bank. That's what we really need to kind of figure out. How do we do this? Because we want to encourage people to do that, because economically it's going to be better for us to try to get units right now that are in tax forfeiture status or foreclosure status or condemned for human habitation and do what we just kind of discussed to get them back into productive use, because that's going to be more economical than trying to build new.
Well, of course, if a program like this had a track record, and if folks had been doing it for a few years, and if lenders were able to see, wow, this makes really good sense, everybody would want to jump on the bandwagon. But how do you find folks that are willing to be some of the first and to kind of take that risk?
Yeah, that's really kind of the marketing piece of what we'll need to do, is really look for some of those urban pioneers, people who would like to take that risk, take on a project. You know, what we need to do is work with our local contractors and local developers and tap into some of the thoughts they have and what they've been seeing and how they've been doing it, and try to be creative with financing to try to make. I think once we can get the ball started, we might see the snowball effect of people wanting to take this on and seeing the possibilities. One of the real eye-openers for us in the 2014 Housing Summit was that when we did our Maxfield Housing Study and Research, we asked new people coming into the city, millennials, Gen Xers, where they wanted to live. And they all resoundingly said they wanted to be within 10 to 15 minutes of where they work, which means they want to live in our neighborhoods within the city of Duluth. That was different from when we had Northwest Airlines build the maintenance facility up at the airport. Most of the people we attracted at that time in the 90s were coming from the Twin Cities, and they wanted to be within 40 minutes because they were used to the commute time down in the Twin Cities. And when they found out they could be out on Rice Lake, Island Lake, Boulder Lake, Fish Lake, we lost a number of those people to that area out there versus our neighborhoods. But now we're seeing a difference. And so it's really kind of a sense of urgency on how do we create this financial opportunity and try to get the ball started and get the banks on board. We had a number of the lenders at the meeting with us on Monday, and it was a great dialogue, and I think we're hoping to move the needle to the next step and see if we can start to put a package together and encourage some people to take some calculated risks and see if we can make some success work.
Well, you know, I'm always willing to take one for the team. So if anybody would like to come out and renovate my home, I volunteer. Okay. And if you want to make a TV show out of it, I think that would be great, too. It would be sort of a combination of Hoarders and Animal Planet, I'm afraid. Keith, thank you so much for joining us. What a fascinating discussion this is, and some really exciting possibilities on the horizon. Thanks again.
Thank you very much, Lisa. You have a good day.
Keith Amory is the Director of Planning and Construction Services for the City of Duluth.